Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the solemnity of Saint Joseph. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. So what's the big deal about Saint Joseph? Why do we need him when we have God our Father? Well, the Catechism explains that God chooses to show his love and care through things we can see, touch, and understand, because that's how humans naturally learned and experienced truth. So God, in his goodness, enjoys involving angels and people in the way that he takes care of us. This isn't because God needs their help, but because he wants us to have the joy of participating and sharing in his loving work. In a sense, a very real sense, Saint Joseph is an icon of God the Father in his care for Jesus, Mary, and us. In his apostolic letter on Saint Joseph, Pope Francis writes, "In his relationship to Jesus, Joseph was the earthly shadow of the Heavenly Father. He watched over him and protected him, never leaving him to go his own way." We can think of Moses' words to Israel. "In the wilderness, you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as one carries a child, all the way that you traveled." In a similar way, Joseph acted as a father for his whole life. God the Father cared for Jesus through Joseph, his shadow. Likewise, God continues to care for us, his adopted sons and daughters, through his shadow, Saint Joseph. So, when we turn to Joseph for his protection and guidance and care, we uniquely experience the tender love and care of God the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Teresa of Avila experienced the love and care of God the Father through Saint Joseph. Around the age of 23, she was paralyzed for 3.5 years. Finally, she turned to Saint Joseph, who obtained for her a miraculous healing. She writes, "I took for my advocate and Lord the glorious Saint Joseph and earnestly recommended myself to him. I saw clearly that, as in this need, so in other greater ones concerning honor and loss of soul, this Father and Lord of mine came to my rescue in better ways than I knew how to ask for. I don't recall up to this day ever having petitioned him for anything that he failed to grant. It is an amazing thing, the great many favors God has granted me through this blessed saint, the dangers I was freed from, both of body and soul. For with other saints, it seems the Lord has given them grace to be of help in one thing, whereas with Saint Joseph, I have experienced that he helps us in all our needs, and that Jesus wants us to understand that just as he was subject to Saint Joseph on earth, so in heaven he does whatever Joseph commands. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The Little Sisters of the Poor are a wonderful religious order that takes care of the elderly indigent in nursing homes, where they provide for all those people's needs by going out and begging. And this religious order takes a fourth vow of hospitality. And they love it when you come for a meal with the residents, and they'll ask you what you'd like to drink. Do you want water or a Coke or a beer? And if they're ever running low on something, they placed a little statue of St. Joseph on one of those things as a form of prayer. Well, one of the sisters related to me that she was working in their home in Milwaukee, and she was in charge of begging for whatever they needed. So one morning, after placing a little statue of St. Joseph on a six-pack of beer, she got on the public bus. She was looking a little concerned, and a well-dressed businessman saw her and asked her why she looked distressed. She told him that she was heading out to beg for many things that they were out of. And the man reached into his pocket, took out a business card, and gave it to her, saying, "Come and see me later today." When she looked at the business card, she realized he was the CEO of Schlitz Beer Company. They obviously received what they needed. I was putting on a retreat for 1,000 teenagers in 1995, and I asked the little sisters to pray to St. Joseph that soft drinks would be provided for the retreat. The next day, I'm not joking, a semi-truck from Dr. Pepper showed up with many pallets of soda. So it makes me think of the challenge that was given by St. Teresa of Avila. She says, "I only ask for the love of God anyone who does not believe me to try, and you will see through experience the great good that comes from recommending oneself to this glorious patron and being devoted to Joseph." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Joseph even cares for fools. Before I was experienced in international travel, my wife Sandy and I took our three oldest kids, ages 13 to 11, to Medjugorje. Before we left, a friend of mine told me, rather than exchanging money in America, just take your debit card and a Discover card and get money in Europe. So we flew to Venice before Medjugorje because I was friends with the rector of the seminary there. Immediately, we went to an ATM at a bank, inserted my debit card, and the bank confiscated it and mailed it back to America. There was nothing I could do. All we were left with was a Discover card, which no one takes in Europe. We gathered what little cash we had, about $250, and we took the ferry across the Adriatic to Croatia. Now, the ferry ride was paid for ahead of time, but our room was in the very bowels of the ship, and there was a violent storm, so the kids freaked out, so we had to move rooms up a few decks, which we would be billed for when we got off the ship. But we had no money, so the captain wouldn't let us off. And while we were standing there pleading with him, our van driver arrived, and he immediately paid for the ferry. And I told him, "Listen, I have no money. I can't pay you." To which he responded, "No problem." Then as we drove to Medjugorje, thinking that he didn't understand me, I tried to explain that we can't pay him back. We have no money. And he kept repeating, "It's no problem." So I asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Beppo," which means Joseph. From that moment, for the rest of the trip, people paid for every step of our journey, every meal, every room, every vehicle, until we arrived in America. So we went to encounter Mary. And with her, we met Joseph. So don't forget Joseph. Go to Joseph for all your needs, and you will experience his care. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Let's end our fifth mystery with the seven privileges of Saint Joseph. The first privilege, of attaining the virtue of purity and overcoming disordered desires and vices. Second, for gaining powerful help to escape sin and return to friendship with God. Third, for increasing the love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Fourth, for securing the grace of a happy death and protection against the demons in that hour. Fifth, for filling the demons with terror at the mere mention of his name. Sixth, for gaining health of body and assistance in all kinds of difficulties. And seventh, for the securing of many children in families. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what did this meditation on Joseph make you think about, Teresa?
You know, this is really good for me, because I think this is, for me, one of the hardest meditations we do. And I think that's surprising. But it brings up a question that's probably very good for us to discuss. Are you allowed to be angry with saints?
Oh. You're supposed to be... Well, first of all, certainly God and our Blessed Virgin Mary, and probably all your guardian angel and the saints, they can, God knows us for certain. The rest of them can probably read us pretty well. And we usually express our anger outwardly. So they already know.
They must. You know, I think back to Pauline Jericho going and asking, was it St. Philomena for healing? And she wouldn't be healed. And then was it the townspeople
went
and said, we will never pray to you ever again. And we will forget all about you if you don't heal this woman.
And then she was healed.
So I for a little bit of context, to be very personal, 4 years ago, I prayed the longest novena to St. Joseph for something very important to me. It was I think, like a 40-day novena, so not the longest. I've actually heard much longer novenas. And nothing happened, and I was very frustrated, but I was like, that's okay. And the next year, I kept hearing this line from St. Teresa, which was like a dagger to my heart every time, where St. Teresa specifically says, and he will never leave this prayer unanswered. And so the next year, I prayed the same novena 40 days with pure hope in my heart.
For the same thing?
Same thing. Nothing happened. And then I did it a third year. And by that third year, I said, we're at odds with one another.
So may I ask you a question?
So I was very angry with him for a while. And then I got over my anger. But then every year, I get pulled into this idea of praying a novena to St. Joseph again. But I think it will only make me angrier from here on out.
What if the thing you are asking for would destroy the trajectory of your life?
I think I was quite broad with how I asked about it.
What if...
Or I also was very specific. I was like, either if this is not to be answered in this way, bring me peace.
Oh.
I am restless.
Well, Joseph and God answer every prayer. But the question is, they might not answer in the way we want, and they might not answer in the time frame we want.
I am well aware of that idea now.
So, it's one of those two. Because no prayer goes unanswered.
I'm worried I might start taking a Pauline Jericho kind of approach.
Hey, what I suggest is everybody be as honest and forthright as you can with God and the saints. Because you know what happens? If you don't love someone, or if you're indifferent to them, which is the same, you ignore them. But if you go to them And even with emotion, even with some bad emotion, you're still expressing the relationship and the trust and the love. So I say just go.
Well, that's a good answer to my question. This is because I think it's an applicable spiritual question either way. But for me, my particular struggle is with Saint Joseph.
I'd say then go to him even more.
I'll become belligerent.
I think you should go to the home of the Holy Family and you should just start pounding on the door, and you should not stop pounding until he answers you.
That's what they did to Philomena, wasn't it?
When Jesus said, ask and you'll receive, knock and the door will be open to you. There's a great homily by St. Bernard of Clairvaux on that passage,
mm-hmm.
where Bernard says, go and knock, and if they don't answer, beat on the door. And if they still don't answer, find a little chink in the door and start yelling in and
good,
don't give up.
Good. That's a good answer. That's a very good answer. Well, I've got some yelling to do.
Good. I'm looking forward to how Joseph responds. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.